بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and brothers, as it's the time for many of our young, their holidays have started. Those in high school, in college, in university, and many parents and families will be taking time off work, flexible working. And it's a time when we find there are many social gatherings, such as weddings, events, family gatherings that take place. What does the Quran say in relation to families spending time together, parents spending time with their children, children spending time with their parents? So we go to the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and in order to understand the context of this story, it's important that we understand the status of this family. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he's a Nabi. His father Ishaq alayhi salam is a Nabi. His grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Nabi. His uncle Ismail alayhi salam is a Nabi. And his son is to be a Nabi, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he described this lineage as noble, the son of noble, the son of a noble. So when this is the lineage and this family, one day the sons of Yusuf alayhi salam make a request, and Allah mentions this in the Quran. And what's their request? They say to Yaqub alayhi salam that arsilhu ma'ana ghada yarta' wa yal'ab wa inna lahu lahafidhun, that send Yusuf alayhi salam with us tomorrow so that he can eat, yarta', he can eat, or a meaning of this is picking the fruits in the wildlife or the in nature and eating this, وَيَلْعَبْ, and to play. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and we will ensure his safety. We will make sure he's safe. So it's interesting that the response of Yaqub alayhi salam was, he didn't say, no, this isn't something in Islam. Sometimes we have this perception that in Islam there isn't this concept of spending time with our children, playing with them, and spending quality time. It's established through the Quran. So Yusuf alayhi salam had a reservation. So he didn't say, you can't do this. He said that, I grieve when he's away from me. We know all the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam were beloved to him, and they honored and respect their father, which is why there was this competition as to who can be the closest, which then led on to the incident that occurred. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he says, I fear the separation, because I don't want him, I grieve when he's away from me. And I don't want it that a wolf will harm him, and I don't want to place him in danger. Now sometimes in some contexts and languages, when you use the word a shark or a wolf, it's not used in its actual sense of the animal, but it's used for danger, or it's used that a wolf has a presence and it's a predator. So after the brothers convinced Yaqub alayhi salam, he then said, okay, and he allowed Yusuf alayhi salam to go. So his objection was not the fact that they wanted to take him out to play and go into the nature. And in fact, Mufassirin, Allama Shabir Uthmani, under the tafsir of this verse, they explain that if a child during his days and years of childhood and play doesn't get this opportunity to go in the outdoors, and we're not saying just send them out, this lesson that we learned that Yaqub alayhi salam was concerned about his safety, we make sure that we don't send them to a park where we know drug dealing is taking place, or areas where we know and places that we would send them to where harm would cause them. Yes, you apply due diligence and you ensure, and we should as a community have facilities and ensure we have facilities and places for our children to be able to come and play. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a part of his childhood was to go, he went to the fields and the valleys of Banu Sa'ad to allow him to grow up in a natural habitat. And this isn't just even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They would compete in racing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know this of our elders. Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madni rahmatullahi alayhi, he would exercise and take part in physical activity into his latter years. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, every morning he would prioritize going for a walk after the Fajr Salah, because their belief was that the more activity we can get, the stronger we can serve people. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayhi, and likewise Shah Ismail Shaheed, a great muhaddith and scholar, they were experts in swimming. They say that Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayhi was able to go through rivers with high currents, and he was able to cross these with speed. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was young, he learned how to swim. It's a sunnah. So whilst we have this time, and many of our young ones will be off with their studies and taking a break, it's important that we make this time meaningful. Parents, take the time out. So the Mufassirin explain that if a child and a young person doesn't get this time to express their energy in a way which is natural to them, then this will result in anger and frustration in their teenage years and in stress and depression in their adult life. It affects one's upbringing. It affects one's personality. So spending that time, and we learn this from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that he was given the permission by Yaqub alayhi salam to go out and play. So as we have this time, and this is a two-way relationship too. It's not just a duty of the parents to make time for their children. Sometimes as young ones, we give preference to spending time with our friends than we do with our own family. And friends, the reality is that life is short and time is short and time is running out. And I'm not just talking about now, the minutes we have before Juma. I'm talking about time in this world in general. This world is temporary. The signs of Qiyamah, small and big, are being played out in front of us. And this world, life in this world is like a theater. Eventually, the props are removed. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Indeed, we have made on this earth for it decoration, so that we can test who will bring the best of actions. But then a time will come, وَإِنَّا لَجَعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We'll remove all of this and there will just be barren land. And that time will come, friends, that the mountains will start to fly and they'll crush into one another and become haba and manthura, will become dust. The oceans will turn into fire. The stars from the heaven will fall onto the ground and will lose its light. The sun and moon will come together. Trees will be uplifted from their roots and from the ground. And a breastfeeding mother will abandon her child. A pregnant woman will miscarriage, and Qiyamah will be established, and death will prevail all, including the angels. And then an announcement will be made, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For whom is the kingdom today? For whom is the kingdom today? And as we live in this world and we are intoxicated by our plastic credit cards and by the properties and by the glitz and the glamour, and we live as if there is no one we need to account to, and we live as we have a free choice and free will and we do as we please, that day we will have to face the reality. Kiram and Katibin are recording, forget the cameras which we think are following us. There are greater cameras that are recording each and every moment of our lives. And Kiram and Katibin are recording this, and then we'll be in the grave and Munkar and Nakir will come, and not in a friendly manner, in a rough and unfriendly manner, and they will ask us the questions, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Ma Taqulu Fi Hadha Rajul. Who is your Rabb? What is your deen? And what do you say about this individual, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. That the criminals on the day of Qiyamah, we talk about profiling, how criminals get profiled, or a group of people get profiled. What's going to be the profiling of the angels when on that day the criminals will be told, now you step aside and you move. We need to differentiate you. May Allah make us from the rows of those who will be given entry into Jannah. So friends, time is running out. And many of us, and I speak to my young friends, or for all of us, and I speak to myself before I speak to others, those of us who have our parents, and our parents are still living, and we might think that we've got a better education than them. We might think that we hold greater degrees than them. We might know that we have more in our bank balances than they have. Don't you think for a moment that everything we happened was because of them sleepless nights that they had every time you had an exam? The tossing and turning when a difficulty was going through your life? Never forget the favors of your parents. And the time that you get now to spend time with them is the time you get to serve them. The two things that we aspire as believers in this world is Allah's happiness and Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that the happiness of the father is in the happiness of Allah is in the happiness of the father, and the wrath and the anger of Allah is in the anger of the father. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that Jannah is beneath the feet of your mothers. When the Sahabi came and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for permission to take part in jihad and in expedition, he said, "Is your mother alive?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Go serve her, because Jannah lies beneath the feet of your mother." Serve your mothers and Jannah will be yours. Where do we have this audacity? For the very same person who carried us for 9 months and went through the pangs and the pain of labor. The Quran says, don't even say oof to them. And Allah hasn't put a mud here or emphasized the word oof to make it something big. It's not, it's oof. And both letters are very light in the Arabic language. There's no qalqala here. It's a very light word. And the Quran is saying, don't even say uff. And we have the audacity to answer back to our parents, to respond back to them, to swear, and at some cases to physically attack them. My young friends, if you want your akhirah, serve your parents. You've got an excellent opportunity in these holidays. Take some chores, take some responsibility of chores in the house. Help them and serve them. We only ever get one set of biological parents. And once they go, that's when we'll truly understand and value. That's when we'll remember their du'as and their tears. Make their tears, tears of joy. Not tears of anger and unhappiness and difficulty and stress. They are those over financial issues. Just yesterday, I was informed of an incident where one brother is taking another brother to court over money. And the parents have now separated because the mother has sided with one and the father has sided with the other. May Allah protect us and safeguard us. And friends, our deen is so wholesome that even for those who have lost their parents, you can continue to serve them even after they have left. daily, Surah Ikhlas 3 times. If they're buried close by, go visit them. They will receive a reward. If you recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times, they get the reward of an entire Quran. You recite Surah Yasin once, which will take you minutes, they will get the reward of 10 Qurans. And it's then presented to them on a platter. You can continue to serve them, and you can continue to disobey your parents even after they've left. You can disobey your parents whether they are watching you and in front of you, and when you are behind their backs, the things you do is still disobedience. And disobedience is an action that Allah has, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has categorized this from amongst the major sins. Al-ishraku billah, from the major sins, is associating partners with Allah. And next comes uququl walidain, disobedience of parents. Disobedience of parents. So if we have uttered a word of difficulty, or we've answered back, or we've sent something in anger, or we've muttered something under our breath, thinking they don't know, kiram and katibin are recording. Let it not be that a night of ours passes and our parents are angry with us. And our parents are unhappy and upset with us, because that might be your last night or it might be their last night. The angel of death is going to visit you just as the angel of death is going to visit me. So time is short. Make every relationship, every interaction with your child, with your parents, with your relatives, with your neighbors, with your teachers, your friends, make it meaningful. Become that friend that encourages good. Don't be a friend that easily is swayed by the whispers of shaitan or by the whispers of your friends encouraging you to do something wrong. Parents, spend quality time with your children. This is an amanah and a trust. Rasulullah sallallahu, no one here can claim to be busier than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody here can claim to have the responsibilities like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So study the seerah and you will find the time, the generosity and the kindness he showed to his young. He would lengthen and prolong his sajda because his grandchildren were climbing on top of him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit his relatives, and he had time for his relatives. In fact, it's a duty and a duty towards your father that if your father has passed, you maintain relationship with your father's friends. So many of us will have plans, whether it's holidays, whether it's family gatherings, whether it's weddings. And obviously, the Quran tells us, roam the earth, there's no harm. As long as you stay within the limit of the Sharia. Sometimes we have this perception that when it's a holiday, I need to relax. So we don't just relax physically, we also relax spiritually. We live slightly out of our own boundaries. And we should avoid this. May Allah grant us all the understanding. So friends, time is short. We don't know how many moments we get with our parents. We don't know how many moments we're going to get with our children. And from the Quran and Hadith, it is established, spend time, play with your children, spend time with them. And children, don't give preference to your friends over your parents. Yes, having friends is good, and having good friends is virtuous. But giving preference to them, when you could spend quality time with your parents, speak to your parents. Your fathers are going out and your parents are going out working. Ask them how the day has been. When's the last time today Muhammad Bey came in our class and before Jummah? In the Hifz class, and ask the boys, when's the last time you said I love you to your parents? An elderly person was asked, he said, when's the last time you said to your child, I love you? So his response was, I feel shy, I'm embarrassed. So the scholar asked him, how many children do you have? He said, I have 6 children. So he said, you had no shame in having 6 children, but you have shame in saying I love you to your children. And it's a serious matter. There are children who don't feel loved by their parents. And this is a two-way relationship. And I'm addressing everybody. That each one of us, if you're a son, you have a responsibility to your father. And a father, we have responsibilities to our children. It works both ways. It works both ways. And it's not going to work if there's one which is dominant over the other. Yes, the father and the parents deserve that respect. But it also works the other way. May Allah keep our homes united. May Allah free our homes of difficulties and challenges. And in these weeks that we have, and for those of you who have time, spend that quality time at home with your family. Take out time, go for picnics. Yusuf alayhi salam was allowed to go for picnics. Yaqub alayhi salam gave me the permission. It's established in the Quran. Go for picnics, go out, spend quality time. And just as we have this this notion now that we think putting a tablet or putting a screen is a substitution, and it compensates for our parenting and the time that we should be giving, then just as Yaqub alayhi salam feared for Yusuf alayhi salam that the wolf would attack him, the wolf of our time is the bad use of social media and the messages, etc. And we put our children on these devices and we leave them to it thinking they're going to be occupied. I can get on with my work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح Allah.